just to end the daf with one short rebite, this is a ha'ara nifla that Rav Michal Rakowski shared with the Olam after yesterday's daf. It comes from the Sefer Binyan Ariel, and it's related to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis said, Bikesh Koheles Limtsoi Divrei Chefetz. Koheles wanted Divrei Chefetz, which the Gemara said, Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, Chadama, Chadama, Reuven Margolis. But one of them said that it was either Rav or Shmuel. But either Rav or Shmuel said that Bikesh Koheles can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the response was, you can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu because V'kasuv Yosher Divrei Emes. And the question was, what was that referring to? Either it's referring to the pasuk that says, V'leikom Navi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe, or it was referring to the pasuk Al Pish Naya Meid Moshloisha Edom Yumas Ames. But again, we have the pasuk Bikesh Koheles Limsa Divrei Chefetz. Koheles Shloim HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Paschal said, no, the V'kasuv, it says, Yosher Divrei Emes. So Rav Michal shared with the Olam that in the Sefer Binyan Ariel, so by way of background, who was the Binyan Ariel? The Binyan Ariel was written by Rav Shaul Lowenstein. Rav Shaul Lowenstein was the chief rabbi. He was the Av Beis Din of Amsterdam, circa mid-1700s. Now Rav Shaul Lowenstein's father was Rav Aryeh Leib Lowenstein. His mother was the daughter of the Chacham Tzvi. And the truth is, to a degree, we're coming full circle. Because when we started Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, literally, the first raid bite of the Masechta, so we mentioned the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah that was printed in Amsterdam in the year Tof Ayin Aleph, in the year 1711, and there was a censored tshuva. Tshuva Kuf Chav Dalet was taken out, and the reason it was taken out is because the Ramah was Mater Stam Yenam B'Shas Adchak for the Kehilos in Merin, and the Matfis, the one that printed the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah, was uncomfortable with that tshuva being there, and he censored the tshuva. The problem was, the original Tshuvas Ramah were always printed with 132 Tshuvas. If he was going to take one out, he was going to only have 131. So he wanted to be mashlim that this should have 132 as well. So what he did was, he filled in 132nd Tshuva. And that Tshuva that he filled in wasn't from the Ramah. He didn't have another Tshuva from the Ramah. So instead he took a Tshuva from his father. So this Rav Aryeh Leib Lowenstein, he was the matfis of the Shailos Tshuvas Ramah, Tfus Amsterdam, Tof Ayin Aleph, and he wanted to add a Tshuva. So he added something that his father, Rav Shaul, had written. It was Negeya Yerusha when it comes to Rabbanus, and that's what he incorporated. And we mentioned that Chassam Sofer Erechaim Simen Nun Gimel, he quotes this tshuva, the tshuva Hamiyuchis L'Rav Shaul Hanitfas B'Soiv Shailos HaTshuvos Ramah Tfus Amsterdam Tof Ayin Aleph. Now, who was that Rav Shaul? He was the son of the Rebbe Reb Heschel, the Rebbe of the Shach. That's who he was. So you had the Rebbe Reb Heschel, he had a son Rav Shaul. He's the one that has that tshuva that Chassam Sofer quotes that's at the end of the censored edition of the Ramah. He had a son, Rav Aryeh Leib, who married the daughter of the Chacham Tzvi. And they had a son whose name was Rav Shaul Lowenstein, who became the Av Beis Din of Amsterdam. He's the mechaber of the Sefer Binyan Ariel. It's in print. You can find it. It's two volumes. The first one is Al HaTorah, and the second one is more Lashas and different in Yonim. Either way, in the Sefer Binyan Ariel, in Parshas Chukas, so he quotes this Gemara. He quotes the Gemara that says, Bikesh Koheles Lias Kemoisha, Yatzis Abaskho V'Onmerloi V'Kos of Yoisha Divrei Emes. And he says, V'Hutamu, at first glance, this is an absolute Tamiya. So he said something beautiful. He says, we know that Shlomo HaMelech was Vayechka Mikol Adam, stating that there was one thing Shlomo HaMelech didn't know. Shlomo HaMelech said on himself, Amarti Echgema, but Vahir Echaikim Imani. What was the one thing he didn't know? He didn't know the Pshat in Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the ultimate Chayk, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. He said he knew everything. The time of all the mitzvahs went as Gala to him. But there was one mitzvah he didn't know Pshat, and that was the mitzvah Parah Aduma. Says the Medrash in Parashas Chukas, that even though Shlomo HaMelech didn't know Pshat in Parah Aduma, but Moshe Rabbeinu really did know Pshat in Parah Aduma. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. So if Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shlomo should have known. It should have gone over the Messiah. Says the Medrash, the reason Shlomo didn't know, and the reason no one other than Moshe knew, is because when Hashem told Moshe Tam of Parah Aduma, he told him, L'cha ani megala. I'm being megala to you, but ve'ein l'cha rishus, you have no rishus to give it over to anybody else. Parenthetically, Parashas Chukas begins with the word Zois Chukas HaTorah. And the Targum Onkelos on the word Zois Chukas HaTorah says, Dog Zera Deiraisa. So we've spoken that in the past, the Shach, and the Tainas Chaloim, and the idea that Dog Zera Deiraisa had to do with the burning of the Shas in the 14th century, the Inkam Mekoymoy Laharich, the famous kinnah that was written by the Maram Rotenberg, but that has nothing to do with what we're discussing right now. The Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, right in the beginning of Torah Moshe, says, what was the dog Zera Dairaisa? What was this Gevaldik Zera? So he says, because when Hashem told Moshe Pshat and Parah Adum, he told him, L'chani Megala, but you have no rishus to tell it over to anybody else. Says the Chassam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Rebbe. He says, a real Rebbe wants to only give over. He says, the worst thing you can tell a Rebbe is, I'm telling you something, but you have no rishus to share it with anybody else. Says the Chassam Sofer, that when Hashem told Moshe, L'chani Megala, V'ein L'cha rishus to tell it to anybody else, it was in Gzera Deiraisa. It was the biggest Gzera possible. Because you're telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to keep this for yourself and you have no right to share it with anybody else. And his Lashon is the Chassam Sofer, that it would have been better for Moshe Rabbeinu not to know Tam in the Parah Adumah, rather for him to know Tam and all of a sudden have to keep it in for himself and not to be able to share it with anybody else. Dvarim Niflam Ad L'moy, that's what the Chassam Sofer says in the beginning of Parshas Chukas in his Torah Moshe. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shlomo HaMelech didn't know. So said the Binyan Ariel, Rav Shaul Lowenstam, the Av Bezdin in Amsterdam. He said that he saw in the Chidah. The Chidah said that there's a remez to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the time of Parah Adumah. It says in the beginning of Parashas Chukas, V'lokchu latame me'afar sreifas achatos. So the Chidah brings from Kadmoinim. He brings it from the Chachmei Ashkenaz. That the Chachmei Ashkenaz said, the Chidah came from the world of Sfarad. So he said, the Chachmei Ashkenaz said that the words latame me'afar sreifas achatas aroshe tevas l'moisha. And that's a remez that v'lokchu l'tome me'afar sreifas achatas that Moshe Rabbeinu knew pshat. So said the Binyan Ariel, Shlomo HaMelech knew that Moshe Rabbeinu knew pshat. And he knew that the reason he knew pshat was, because it says in the Torah, remez, v'lokchu l'tome me'afar sreifas achatas, which is roshe tevas l'moisha. But says the Binyan Ariel, that if you take the letters and you mix them around, if it's Rosh HaTevis L'moisha, it's also Rosh HaTevis Shloima. So Bikesh Koyheles Liois K'moisha. Because he said that Moshe Rabbeinu has a gerecht, because V'lokchu L'tomei Me'afas Reifas Achatos, it's Merumis in the Basik, I should also know. Because just like it's Merumis L'moisha, it's also Merumis Shloima. What did the Baskel say? The Baskel came out, V'omro V'kosuv Yosher. Divrei Emes. It's true, if you mix the letters around, if you mix around the words, Latome me'afas sreifas achatos, you can get shloima. If it would have said sreifas latome me'afar achatos, but it has to be grud, it has to be straight. Because of yosher, whoever it says straight, that's the divrei emes, and that's l'moisha. L'moisha is straight. Shloima is only if you mumble jumble the words a little bit. That's a little bit of a derech remes on what it means. Bikesh koyheles lias k'moish. Shloima Melech wanted to know pshat in the Parah Adumah just like Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and he felt he had a right because the same remes of l'moisha is l'shloima. Yatzis habaskova amrloi that for l'moisha it's straight. For kosov yosher divrei emes.